There's a lot of beautiful healing things that we do, and they're all amazing. But the thing that will heal those old versions of you and those disempowering beliefs the fastest and the most effectively is when you embody the version of you who no longer believes that.
Tracy Litt is a certified mindset coach, success mentor, and the innovative founder of The Litt Factor and The School of Becoming, an institution dedicated to fostering higher consciousness and purposeful personal evolution. With her unique mind magic methodology, which merges together science and spirituality, Tracy empowers trailblazing women leaders to confidently navigate life's pivotal changes with strength and confidence. As a successful seven-figure entrepreneur, international best-selling author, and TEDx speaker, Tracy sets a powerful example of the limitless potential she inspires in others, committed to guiding modern women in unlocking their infinite potential for making an impact and achieving success. Coming up, you'll hear about her career evolution from self-doubt to becoming a VP of HR and how it shaped her entrepreneurial path. She shares about the launch of the School of Becoming and its impact on women entrepreneurs. Tracy talks about the importance of self-care and identity evolution in entrepreneurship, emphasizing the power of personal growth. She highlights what her entrepreneurial journey has taught her daughters. And finally, Tracy reveals her biggest business secrets. This is the Entrepreneurista podcast, presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done
and what it takes to build and grow a successful company.
It's beyond the gram,
with no filters,
no limits,
and plenty of surprises. Tracy, I am so excited to sit down with you right now. And I have to tell all of our listeners, this episode has been many months in the making. A mutual connection of ours introduced us. I feel like it was yesterday. We were sitting at the Lifetime Fitness in Palm Beach Gardens meeting for the first time. And it was like this instant, how would you describe it? Like, we just knew.
Yeah, I was literally about to say it was a knowing. It was like, there is something here. There was familiarity. You felt familiar to me. There was excitement and a knowing that together we were going to do some really, really, really great things for the entrepreneurial world. No doubt.
Yeah. So you all, we were sitting at Lifetime Fitness in their little cafe area, and you know, I was sharing more with Tracy about Entrepreneurista. She was telling me all about her business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, one, you have to come on the Entrepreneurista podcast and share your whole story so you could share all of your learning lessons and help all of our members in our community with all of this knowledge that you have. But two, there's just so much opportunity for collaboration. I think that is like the key with business and everything that I've learned over the years is the more we're all able to come together and collaborate and help each other, the more we can all do. So I can't wait to have this conversation.
Me too. Together we rise. Like, there's going to be a lot of nuggets in this conversation, but together we rise and we get to collaborate, right? And amplify each other and root each other on and witness each other's wins. And when one woman founder wins, we all win. And I cannot say that loud enough.
Yes, you just gave me the chills. I say this all the time. And every time I hear it, it is so true. Like, we can all do so much more together. So Tracy, take me back. Take me back to your childhood. Did you always know when you were growing up, were you like, I'm going to have my own business one day? Was that you?
It was not me. However, what was me, and I recently made this clear connection, I wanted to be a teacher. So much when I was a little girl, my mother built me a classroom in my basement, New Jersey. I had, remember, chalk and erasers. I had that. I had like grade books. And I was so committed to being a teacher that when real live friends would knock on my door and ask for a play date, I would say, I cannot play with you right now. I'm in class. I'll let you know when I'm available.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what was your career journey like? What led you to ultimately start the School of Becoming?
Yeah. So my career journey was really starting in the bar and retail hospitality space because I didn't believe I was smart enough my entire life. And I can speak to it now this concisely because of the work I've done. I didn't believe I was smart enough my whole life. So I didn't go to college and I didn't do a lot of things that you would do if you believed in yourself, right? If you felt like you were worthy enough. And as a result, I went out there and I was hustling and I was rising to the top in everything I did through personality and hard work and, you know, just showing up and being magnetic and giving it my all. And then I ended up becoming a single mother with my daughter at 8 months old. And that's when I took a shift and I ended up taking a position in recruitment. And that position in recruitment led me to become a vice president of human resources, like we're talking 12 years later. Now, then I feel like, all right, I've nailed it. I did everything society told me. I have a house, I have a car, I have a child, I have a six-figure job. Why am I slowly dying inside? And what I realized was I wasn't being utilized as the vessel that I came here to be. I wasn't actually tapping into my unique greatness, what I was here to contribute to the world. And after listening to that kind of soul gnawing, like it starts to gnaw and then you ignore it. And then it gets louder and deeper and more clear. And that's when I stumbled upon human growth and development and found this whole world of potential and spirituality and consciousness and biology and became obsessed and in love, left my corporate job. Well, manifested a layoff from my corporate job, actually.
Up next, Tracy shares how she overcame fear and enrolled in coaching school, marking a significant shift in her business journey. Tell me about that manifestation of a layoff.
I signed up for coaching school. This is a really important part. And, you know, I love that everyone gets to hear this because this is why I became an expert in fear. I got the gnawing feeling. I finally said, okay, fine. Well, if I'm not going to do this, what am I going to do? So I started researching social work, psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, all the service providing worlds. And that's how I found human growth and development. Then I heard about coaching and I found the best coaching school in the nation. And I was like, I'm going to go there. And I did nothing for 2 years. This is important.
So you went to the school and then didn't do anything or you didn't go to the school?
I didn't even go to the school. I got so frozen by fear that I found the school. I was talking to the admissions director. It was $10,000 at the time. And I remember like on a Monday, I was like, yes, I'm doing this. I'm leaping. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to go to coaching school and I'm going to recreate my life. And then on Wednesday, it was like, oh, who the hell do you think you are? This is too much of a risk. Sit back down. And I went through this gas and brake process for 2 years until my higher self came to me once again and said, you're not getting out alive and you are here to do something in the world. And that catalyzed me into taking the leap and I enrolled in coaching school. 4 months later, I manifested a layoff from that job. And there's a couple things I want to stop and gift this beautiful community. When you move, I move. That's how the universe operates, okay? So nothing was happening for me as I was gas braking and being half in and half out, right? But as soon as I was like enrolled, bet on myself, let's go, it's as the universe, I believe, looks down upon us. And it was like, oh, look at Tracy. She made a decision. She moved her ass. She took some action, right? And then because I moved, because I finally got off of this gas brake way I was operating, the universe came in and created the layoff for me, right? Because I knew and it knew that if it laid me off from that job, I would show up in even more commitment. And that's exactly what happened. And I started working on the business, building the business, right? Website, ideal client, all that fun stuff. And that the day I graduated from coaching school, I turned that website on and we were open for business. And it was magnificent. Yeah.
Tracy, it took you 2 years though to get to that point where you actually enrolled and did it.
what was that point when you finally, like, what happened when you're finally like, I have to do this? How did you get over that fear?
So good. So I was sitting on a balcony with David. We were away and it was dark and I was alone. He was inside doing something in the hotel room and I could see the white caps of the waves coming over and I could hear it crashing and there was no other noise. This is really important. It was quiet and I was quiet within myself. And that opening allowed me to hear what I know was my her, right? And all of this weaves into what I do now. All, my her, my highest self, the version of me that was who I am right now, saying, you're not getting out alive. You can't wait any longer. Do it. Like the world needs you. And I listened to that. And I literally got up. I had my laptop with me, walked inside. David was walking outside to meet me on the patio. And I was like, just hold on a second, because I knew if I even paused, I'd go back to the gas break. I walked inside, opened the computer, emailed. I said, take my money, put me in the next class. Don't ask me any questions. Right. And that was it. So the important part of this story is this is what has made me so committed and so inspired to study at the depths that I have and the fear work that we do today in the School of Becoming, because I left that moment going, how is this possible? How could I have been so inspired and so jazzed and so ready to rock and then 10 minutes later feel completely paralyzed? What happened? And I knew if I could figure this out and solve for it, I would be making a massive impact for every woman out there that was ready to bet on herself. And whether it was take the leap and start the company, or you're in your company and hiring team, or you're in your visibility and pitching to a TED stage, whatever it is, we have to play differently with fear. And I studied risk and risk perception and the biology of fear. And I am a fear expert now. And the work we do with it is like, it will never stop you again. Because when you understand it at the level of your body and the level of your energetics, you're playing a whole different game.
Oh my goodness. So what year was this when you first enrolled in that school?
2015.
So now here we are almost a decade later. You start off in school, become a coach, start doing all of this research, learning everything about fear, and businesses typically start one way and then ultimately end up evolving. What is your business now today?
Oh, it's evolved so much. Well, I first want to acknowledge year one was what I called ignorance is bliss. You know when you like know nothing?
Chapter one.
Oh,
yes.
Chapter
it's
one.
It's the best, yes.
It really was. I had no idea. I was doing things like speaking in the back of a cheesecake factory in exchange for a chicken Caesar salad to a small women's group, right?
That sounds amazing, actually.
It was so great. It was so great. I was holding Ignite Your Power groups in my family room every Tuesday night with a small group of women for 6 weeks, right? I was just saying yes. And that was a beautiful thing. And it really opened us up considerably. And the evolution of where we are now is directly correlated with the evolution of me as the founder internally in my identity. So now we have moved from the Lit Factor being our company to the Lit Factor became a holding parent company. And we birthed the School of Becoming. And the School of Becoming is this institute of consciousness and evolution for women entrepreneurs and leaders to come in and do the most vital work of our lives. I will never, you will never grow your impact faster than you grow yourself. And I will die on the sword over that. And that's what we do all day, every day. And it is so fulfilling, so fulfilling.
It is so important, the work that you're doing, and something I talk about all the time on this podcast and just in life is, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of our business and our team and our families and other people. Like it starts from within and being kind to ourselves, learning about ourselves, doing the work. Otherwise, what are we building all of these businesses for if we're not supporting and taking care of ourselves.
1,000%. And I want to take that a little bit deeper and higher also. Yes, caring for ourselves, we would immediately think of like, okay, getting good sleep, vital, eating nutritious foods, important, taking baths, right? Moving our bodies. That's our baseline, because without that, we got nothing, right? So when we think of care, we think of things like that and massages and all those things. The thing that I want to highlight is, as founders, we must do the internal work of identity evolution, because if we don't, we build businesses around our trauma responses, around our emotional addictions, around our old identity, instead of creating with ease by embodying the identity of the version of yourself who's already operating at a certain level of impact in business. So knowing that it's this journey of becoming, which also requires a lot of unbecoming.
What does it look like to go through your program, to go through your school, and what are the outcomes that women can expect?
The school has, first of all, a gorgeous library. It's all digital, and the library has tons of free resources. So where you can just stick your toe in and read some articles, listen to some podcast episode, watch some talks, and start to really evolve intentionally for yourself. Then when you're ready, you come into the core curriculum. And the core curriculum starts with mind magic. That's level one. And to do any of the other gorgeous levels, mind magic is a prereq. And mind magic is our neuroidentity evolution methodology. So you're coming in, and I love to talk about it through the lens of, we're coming back to school to do all the work that we never did in school, to do the most fun. And we're working on that too, right? Getting this into school systems, beta-ing processes in academia, you know, but to learn about your body, to learn how your mind works, to learn how to use it intentionally, to heal the trauma that's stuck in your body, to process your unprocessed emotion, how to shift your belief structure, how to relate to fear, you know, how to create a vision that pulls you forward so that you're not rooting in the past, right? So when you come through that initial level in the core curriculum, you are actively back in school working on you. And in a 9-week semester, you come out the other side and you become a mind magician. So mind magicians report, I cannot even think like my old self if I tried. I am finally sleeping through the night. I wake up in the morning aligned and ready to rock. I've generated more money in my company or become recognized as the global thought leader in this massive business that I'm in. My marriage has improved, or I left my marriage because I realized I was undervaluing myself. I'm a more present mother. I can have uncomfortable conversations with my team with ease. It's everything, because you have to become different to do something you've never done and generate extraordinary results by playing with the energy that you are.
Coming up, you'll hear about Tracy's process of developing the School of Becoming's curriculum, inspired by her own transformative journey to success. Tracy, I am excited to hopefully go through this program at some point very soon, because I feel like everything you're sharing, I'm like, oh, I need this. I need to do this. And I know I've been saying since like December, I'm like, after May, after a big event, now I can focus on this and go through the program. So I cannot wait to go through everything and be part of it. What was the process like creating curriculum and actually building out a school? Because initially, when you set out to create your business, you were initially focused on like coaching and events, correct?
Yeah, coaching events and programs. So the particular neuroidentity evolution methodology curriculum was me reverse engineering how I became who I am. At one point in my life, Taylor and I were on food stamps. Now I'm sitting here running a multi-million-dollar company. That's not because of strategic work. That's because I evolved my identity 17 times between then and now. So when I looked at what were the things I was doing, what were the practices, because everything that we teach in the school, I won't deliver if I haven't tried it on and know that it's going to work for you, right? In a practical way. Inspiration to me is useless if I can't give you the practical application to make it mean something in your day-to-day. So it was a lot of taking a look at all of the practices I was using and then figuring out how to put them all together into something amazing. And then the school was this incredible download that came to me because of the beautiful question you asked at the beginning, like, what did I want to be when I grew up, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm going, so we have this incredible programming that is proven, like we've been audited. We have been, people are like, oh, there's no way, because I tell everyone the work works 100% of the time. And we had a couple clients come in that were actually CPAs and auditors. And they were like, okay, well, I'm just going to do everything you're offering. And then I'm going to poke holes and I'm going to pay attention. And at the end, they were like, okay, I got nothing. Like every single, it all worked. You were 100%. It is proven. It works, right? So I'm going, okay, so we have all of this really proven methodology and programming that more women need. And it is clear that the world is breaking down in a lot of important ways so it can be rebuilt, right? So we need this new world. And in order for women to step up, because we are absolutely going to be the change, we need new schools of thought to help us do that. And then I was like, oh, and your actual dream this whole time was to be a teacher. So I was sitting with that kind of like reflective moment with myself. And then all of a sudden through my crown, it was like, a school, Lit Factor, no, it has lived its life. It's given us what it needs to. We need a school. And right then and there, the School of Becoming was born.
Tell me some of the first steps that you took to actually start building the business infrastructure behind creating a school.
Yes. Okay. So the first thing I did was I went to legal. IP, IP, IP. Trademark, protect yourself, protect your clients. I cannot say that enough. And I want to underscore, because I perceive that sometimes entrepreneurs are like, but I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like a later thing. It's a step one thing. So that's the first thing I did. We got the School of Becoming. We owned Mind Magic already. Now we own the Choice Method. We own What Would She Do? Like all the components of all the things we do. We now own Neuro Identity Evolution because we certify in it. So all the pieces that I knew I wanted in, we were off to the races to make sure that was organized. Then I love white space. So I always have the huge post-it notes, you know, the big white post-it notes. Okay, so yes, it's like mad scientist style. So I'm taking out my white post-it notes, and I truly recommend this because creativity is key, and creativity is your right brain. Editing, crossing your I's, dotting your T's, organizing it is your left brain. So I shut the left side off. I put my headphones on. I turn the music up, and I was just creating in the white paper. Okay, we'd have this. Oh, do we have a library? Sure. Do we have a school store? Of course we need a school store. Do we do that? And I just started to like put it down really flowy, unorganized, wildly crazy on paper. And then I lived for a little while with the big post-it notes around my office. And I would just like ingest it. And then I would cross out some things like, no, that's not aligned, right? Or phase one, phase two. And then I ultimately arrived at what's in the school, the library, the core curriculum, the school store, and proof, right? We have an actual proof page because I know that to shift belief, we need proof. So those were the four things we focused on. Then we moved into web development and design. And that was a gorgeous undertaking that I did not do. I hired a magnificent company to guide that. And what I want to say about this is letting your highest self lead now, letting the version of you that's already enjoying, loving, and marinating in what you've created. Letting her lead now is the biggest gift I can give you and everyone that is on this conversation. Because I didn't build from, but I don't know, we don't have the school yet. How much should I invest in the website? I'm just not sure. Like, what if it doesn't fly? That is not creation, that's survival. I closed my eyes. I took myself to that place. Oh my God, the School of Becoming. Everybody's talking about it. Every woman that hears about it is in and she loves it. It's elegant. It's luscious. It's like nothing anyone has ever seen online. They're having a great time. And I allowed myself to go, right? Students are signing up hand over fist. It's amazing. And I created from that place. So I went for the best company I could find that was going to do all the things I needed them to do. And we did all the high level of design. And I book my brand photo shoot. Like when you go to the School of Becoming and you see me in that gold dress, it's like, what happened here? Like that is not, you guys, I am braless and barefoot every day in my life. Okay. That was like me going, I want you as the woman I get to hold to come to this place and feel the love I have for you. Right. And it was making all of that come to life. Those were really the next steps.
I love that. And it's so true when you're building something and you're coming from a place of scarcity and you have a scarcity mindset, you're not building all that you can absolutely create. And it doesn't end up being a good product. But when we come from this place of strength and vision, that's when you can really build these ideas. Like we all say, everyone has ideas. I want to do this. I want to do that. But you need to actually do it and launch it and believe in it and not be scared.
Yes, correct. Correct. And that's what makes it go. That's what creates the wind beneath its wings, so to speak, is you're upset. Like I am in love with it. I feel an amorousness towards it, right? And it's allowing ourselves to think bigger than where you started, because I know even no matter where you are listening to this in terms of your impact, your revenue level, your team size, you have barely scratched the surface on what you're capable of and how big it can be. And allow yourself to be scared, actually, because you're not going to not be. Fear is omnipresent. Like it's your ride or die. Everything you want and are capable of as an entrepreneur lives in the unknown and the unfamiliar. And every time you venture there, fear is showing up to hang out with you. So love it and embrace it and use its energy for good.
Tracy, talk to me about the process of building your personal brand over the past decade. You have this beautiful presence on Instagram and social. You've done TED Talks. You have a book. And so many entrepreneurs that I speak to, you know, want all of those things, right? And they see the glitz and the glamour and the impact that doing all of that can have on their business. You've done it. So why did you decide to focus on your personal brand and any learning lessons you can share about the evolution over the past 10 years?
Yes. So the first thing is that's hilarious is I didn't even realize I was building a personal brand.
I believe that.
I was just doing things. Yeah. Right. That's kind of my style. Like even when we crossed over the $1 million mark for the first time, my CPA company called, was like, oh my God, guess what? You guys hit 1.2. I was like, oh my God, really? Okay, I'm going to go back to work now. Like I'm very unaware in a lot of ways. So the first piece was, you know, a very clear vision. And I vision every year. But when I started this business, I really took myself through a process. This makes me emotional because I'm, you know, when you reflect and you're like, wow, it all happened. It's like,
yeah, you
what?
Did it. You
it's
did
crazy.
It.
It's crazy. And the visioning process was to transcend beyond what I currently perceived was possible. And going into the pockets where I took myself all the way to my last breath on my last day on earth and allowed myself to go to like, what do you want to see? And who do you want to be? And what do you want to have experienced? And the vision started to really come to life. And the vision was a personal growth company. The vision was a best-selling book. The vision was a TED Talk. The vision was luxury all-inclusive live events so that these women can learn to receive, right? The vision was all of these things. And then once I have the vision and we teach this, now it's simple alignment. Guys, you don't have to think anymore. That's the beauty of it. You're thinking way too much. Like when you allow, you transcend yourself so you can actually go big. You have that clarity, you put it down on paper, and now it's simply allowing that version of you to make decisions in alignment to that. So it was like, great, book. I want a book. Let's write a book. So I hired a book coach and I started to write my book. And I went through that process, which was not easy. And I remember handing her the first draft. It was 4,000 words and she sends it right back to me. She's like, that's cute. You need like at least 150,000 words if you want to even start talking about it. I was like, How am I even? I know nothing else. Blank brain sets in. And I'm like, right? Meanwhile, it ends up being a phenomenal book, international bestseller in spiritual growth and mindset. And the other motivation for me writing that book was my old identity was I'm not smart enough. And I said to myself, well, what do I perceive that smart people do? They write books. So part of it was also a healing process for that version of me that never believed I would be smart enough to write a book. Never. And I want to give this moment because there's a lot of beautiful healing things that we do. And they're all amazing. But the thing that will heal those old versions of you and those disempowering beliefs the fastest and the most effectively is when you embody the version of you who no longer believes that, right? And when that book came out, I was like, oh my God, I'm so smart. It's insane. So yeah.
I know, building businesses, lives changing, everything is just emotional. And I was going to say, so much of who we are all goes back to childhood, right? I look at my little one right now and she, every day, she's like, I'm the leader. And like, even in the morning when we go out to the car, she's like, I'm first, mommy, you're second, daddy, you're third. I'm leading, right? Which is amazing, right? Like she is leading, right? It is very hard as a parent when your child.
I had one of those. Don't worry.
And I know where she gets it from. It's like, it's amazing. But like just seeing, right? And I'm like, I have to watch myself that I don't say anything to like squash anything that she believes, because I don't want her to be, you know, 30 years old saying, you know, I can't lead, like lead.
Yeah, no, it's so beautiful. And I also want to say something to all the other moms out there too, who are like resonating. We're still going to mess our kids up no matter what we do. So I just want to say this. It's okay, right? It's like show up. And the best thing we can do is what we're actually doing. And I can now speak to this because my daughters are 18, 20, and 21 this year. And we're having very different conversations. And when I say we here on this podcast, because if you're listening to this podcast, you are a woman entrepreneur, which means if you have children, you're automatically an expander parent. Because you're showing your child a new paradigm of what women are capable of doing. And that's what my daughters say. Like when I read Taylor's college essay, she put in it that watching her mother ascend from being a single mother with her on food stamps to making something out of nothing in this massive impact business showed her that she's capable. And she now knows how limitless she is. And I think
I'm crying on too,
please, but it's important because this is the stuff we don't talk about enough. It's so vital. Your choice to be an entrepreneur is gifting your children more than you could ever know. You don't have to be at every soccer game. You don't have to make dinner. You're showing a new world, opportunities, limitlessness, leaning into risk, betting on yourself. Isn't that what we want for our kids, right? We want them to be confident, empowered, to bet on themselves, to lean in, to feel alive. That's what we do.
It's so true. Yes, I know. And there's so many days, Tracy, when I feel like it's like I feel so bad because like Molly wants to come in and she wants to come into my office and she wants to be with me, but I'm recording a podcast or I'm in a meeting and I can't be with her every single second. But I know deep down in my heart, like what she is learning from watching what I'm doing and building and teaching her, like I know the impact of that is so much more than her not getting to spend 20 minutes with me because she wants to like run in here at the end of the day. And at least I tell myself that.
No, this is why this moment's so vital. I'm telling you, I'm living on the other side of it. I just went to Taylor 3 days ago for her 20th birthday. And we laid in bed and cuddled like she used to when she was little. And she's saying these things to me like, I want to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm doing this because you're showing me that I can do it. I don't have to go, quote, get a job. And that's fine if our children choose that. But we're showing them a whole different path that was never shown to us. It's such a gift, especially as a woman raising a daughter. There is nothing more expansive and loving than this.
Tracy, what else do you know now that you wish you knew when you started your first business?
Every lesson is going to be a lesson in trust. Every lesson is going to be a lesson in demoting your ego just a little bit more. And I'll give some context here. Demoting your ego just a little bit more and trusting yourself and being grounded in your power no matter who you're talking to. I wish someone would have told me that right out of the gate. Because in entrepreneurship especially, and especially if we're looking at personal brands and influencers and things of that nature, we're always looking for the next thing that's going to make us Oprah. And that's an ego trip. And that is going to put you in some pretty muddy waters. And you're going to make some investments. And if you make them from an egoic place, those investments are not going to ROI with the intent in which you made them. You're going to come and message me and go, holy shit, it was a lesson in self-trust. Right? Oh my God, it was a lesson in I probably needed to demote my ego because paying anyone isn't going to make me Oprah in 6 months, no matter how good they are at what they do. And the first time I started learning this lesson, it was an $18,000 investment with a group of dudes, year two of my business, where they're like, okay, we're going to do everything. We're going to set you up. This was when Kajabi was brand new. Nobody knew about it, right? We're going to set you up on this thing called Kajabi, and we're going to do this, and we're going to run this, and we're going to do this and do that. And I was like, okay. And when I'm honest with myself, I said yes to that because my ego is like, they're going to make me a thing. And I ended up breaking up. I call it my breakup with the boys. I ended up breaking up with them like halfway into the project. Just keep the money, but nothing about this feels good. They weren't representing me the way that I want to be represented, et cetera, right? And then there was another, and the reason why I really want to share this is growth. It's okay that things have to come through a few times. It's okay. Some of the deeper lessons your soul needs to learn are going to take a few hits before you wake up and go, oh, damn, I should probably heed this at this point. And I recognize in another instance, I was hiring someone and it was someone they were further along than me. Their business was much bigger than mine. And that's factual and beautiful. But I was creating this kind of like, wow, but they're so who they are. So I need to just say yes kind of thing. And I ended up saying yes. And it was a $60,000 loss, no ROI. Just, I could have taken that $60,000 and just thrown it in the ocean, like nothing.
So lit it on fire. Yeah.
Let it on fire. Put it down the sewer, right? And again, I was like, oh, what happened here? Because reflecting on how you make decisions is really important. And I realized like, oh my God, you were trying to get somewhere. You were in some egoic urgency. That's interesting. And I met myself where I was and I forgave myself. And I was like, thanks for the lessons because your soul has an objective and entrepreneurship is a gift of growth and expansion and mistakes and massive failures, right? So that's really what I want everyone to know. Like, number one, this is a journey back to trust and surrender. Number two, pay attention and start asking yourself this question. Where am I coming from? Am I coming from my ego? And it's fine if you are, just do it consciously, right? Or am I coming from my soul and like my true heart's desire, right? Am I doing that thing because that other woman got success that way, right? But I'm abandoning the fact that I really wanted a yummy boutique style business that makes $250,000 a year and I work 2 days a week and I don't want the 7-figure company with a team of 10. Like you really have to discern what is true for you. So where am I coming from? Ask that question every day.
I'm so glad you shared that. And right before we recorded this podcast right now, I was on the phone with one of our members who has an agency business, and she's going through this right now, like figuring out like, what do I do with my agency? She's going through a really hard time right now and is exhausted and feels like she's fighting in the business, but she loves her business and trying to make all of these choices. And I said to her like this, like, you don't have to do stuff just because something looks glamorous on Instagram and someone sold their business or raised this money. Like you follow your heart and what feels good for you and makes sense for you. And at the end of the day, like going back to how we start this conversation, like you have to take care of your mind, your body, your soul, like come from a place of alignment that feels good to you. And it's okay for all of us to be different and make different decisions. Like there isn't one size fits all or one answer on how your business should be. It's up to you.
Right, exactly. And really, really listening right now, like everyone who's with us, please like hear this conversation, make it mean something, right? Because isn't the main reason we all started our businesses? Of course, it was to make an impact. We are open-hearted service providers or we wouldn't be doing this. But we do it because of the lifestyle. We do it because of the freedom. And have you built yourself a cage inadvertently, right? Do you need to take a little temperature check and shift what's happening and what you're choosing? Because you also get to, that's the most fun thing about entrepreneurship. It's all arbitrary. It's just like you make any decisions, launch it on this date, move it to this date, have this, don't have this. Like you truly get to choose. So yeah, I love what you're saying too. It's so important.
Tracy, what is your biggest business secret?
I'm detached. I operate from my wholeness. I am not my company and my company is not me. I do not conflate my worth. We have a good launch, that's on the company. We have a bad launch, that's on the company. We get this, we do that, we hit this revenue stream, we don't hit that revenue stream, that gig comes in, it doesn't come in. Not for 1 minute of any day do I ever internalize it and conflate my personal worth as Tracy Litt, as a spiritual being having a human experience, into the school of becoming and the company I'm the founder of.
Mm. How did you get to that place? Were you always able to think that way, or was this
all of my happenstances, becoming a single mother, not enoughness, the depth of my unworthiness was real. It's why my first book is Worthy Human, right? I wrote all about it because it's such a human condition thing. And if we don't work on that, then we can't really live into our greatness or our capacity. So there isn't a single answer. This is part of the identity evolution journey, really reprogramming your belief structure. But I'll share one key practice that would be effective. Like you could start working on it right now, right? Actually, I'll give you two. Move from I to we. From a company standpoint, and I have doing this with all of my clients right now that are entrepreneurs, no more, I'd like you to join our XYZ event, or I help women XYZ. Absolutely not. Even if it's just you or you and a VA that's working 10 hours a week, you're a we. We'd love to invite you to join us for da 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 da. We're currently offering that shift, massive, massive, because you are not your company and your company is not you. So that's the first tactical shift. The second one is shift away from self-internalization. So self-internalization is the habit of continuously making things about you that drives and affirm your not enoughness, which continues you conflating your value with the value of the company you started and its offerings and services. So self-internalization is when something goes wrong and you're instantly like, oh my God, what did I do? Why did that happen? Why is this so hard? Anytime you use the word why, it's going to automatically default to pulling up the ego and internalizing the situation. And you're going to start negotiating your worth and not even realize that you're doing it, right? So paying attention to that self-internalization of, oh my God, I took this personally. Wow, I just made that about me. And actively pausing and shifting away from that, right? And just saying, okay, no, this is not about me. I am not my company and my company is not me. People can be responsible for themselves. And allow everyone to own their side of the street. Start to take less responsibility for every single thing that's happening around you.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Tracy. And Tracy, I think we could probably sit here and talk for the next 5 hours about everything, but I know our entrepreneuses might need to get back to all of the work that they are doing as well. I have one more question for you, and then I want to be sure everyone knows how to get in touch with you. But what does being an entrepreneurista mean to you?
Sharing my highest and best with the world in however it's asking to be expressed. Creating something out of nothing, showing every little person in the world what's possible for their lives and consciously changing this world. Because when women rise and create companies and generate millions and millions and millions of dollars, money in the hands of women, yeah, that's the best possible place it can be.
That is so true. So where can everyone find you, follow you, get enrolled in the School of Becoming so they can have all of the tools and resources to be their best and highest self with you?
Yes, thank you so much. So theschoolofbecoming.com is the school site and platform. And when you get there, go to the library, please, because you'll see, and actually in the top nav bar, it says take the assessment. We have an amazing ascension assessment. It's free, 11 questions, and then we'll give you your results and then send you a curated library experience, what you should start reading and watching and listening to. And once you're in that space and you've taken the assessment, you now have an account and it all lives in this really cool dashboard. And then you won't miss anything as we send out correspondence.
Oh my goodness, amazing. Well, we're going to link out to everything in the show notes below with your social handles, website, all the things. Tracy, thank you so, so much for spending some time with me this afternoon. I am so thrilled for everyone to hear and listen to this conversation with all of your just wisdom and insight and learnings. And I'm excited to share the School of Becoming with the world so more women entrepreneurs can find out about it. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me and sharing it out in the world. It's everything. So thank you. I've enjoyed every second. And next time we'll slate the conversation for 2 days and then we can just keep talking.
We'll talk about all the things. Tracy, thank you again for being here. I'm Stephanie, and this is the best business meeting I've ever had.
Hey, thanks for listening and leaving us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to stay in touch with each of you. You can listen to all of our latest episodes at entrepreneurista.com and connect with us on Instagram at entrepreneuristas. We'd also love to invite you to join the Entrepreneurista League, our private membership community for trailblazing women. You can head over to entrepreneurista.com/the-league. We'll see you there. Wishing you a productive week ahead.